The next patient is Jared Freeland.
So you have the other one ready?
I think so.
Okay. The last name is Freeland. Jared. The first name, Jared. This is the clinical case of a 40-year-old male patient of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, who is referred to this office because of uncontrolled hypertension, period. We had the opportunity to review the history and physical examination, laboratory workup, and all the imaging that has been done during the two admissions for pancreatitis that the patient had. One in February and the next one in March, period. Importantly is the fact that the patient has arterial hypertension that has been treated with the administration of amlodipine 10 milligrams every day, hydralazine 100 milligrams POTID, labetalol 300 milligrams three times a day, and spironolactone 100 milligrams POVID. The patient was also on phentermine, 36.5 milligrams every day. This medication has to be stopped. There is evidence of hematuria, microscopic, 133 RBCs. When we interview the patient in the last 5 to 6 years, the patient has had several episodes of gross hematuria and has not been investigated. The patient doesn't have impairment of the kidney function. The estimated GFR is 75 mLs per minute. However, the urinalysis has the 3+ proteinuria. The proteinuria hasn't been quantified. In summary, we have a patient with relapsing hematuria, with arterial hypertension that has been sustained. The patient has LVH, significant proteinuria. The patient has a glomerular disease. The workup for glomerular disease is ordered, and has included a 24-hour urine collection for creatinine clearance and protein, ANA, ANCA, myeloperoxidase, and proteinase 3. Anti-GBM, the rheumatology workup, anti-double strand DNA, anti-phospholipase A2 receptor antibody, C3, C4, C-reactive protein, kappa lambda ratio, rheumatoid factor segmentation rate, Smith antibody, serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, period. We will reevaluate the case after this workup. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The patient is taking metformin. Number three, the patient was instructed about the diet, a low-sodium diet, a plant-based diet, a protein intake of a maximum of 40 grams in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The hypertriglyceridemia that he has is most likely associated to sweet intake that he has changed. Following number, the patient has hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has evidence of nephrolithiasis, especially in the right kidney. We are aware of that. The patient has not passed any kidney stones. It is asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a history of pancreatitis. Following number, overweight. We spent 30 minutes reviewing the referral, 30 minutes in the face-to-face, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.